Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. I would like to welcome all of you to IRC Limited's Q2 interim results conference call. With us today, we have our CEO, Mr. Yuri Makarov, and our interim CFO and Company Secretary, Mr. Johnny Yen. At this time, all participants are in listen-only mode. A brief Q&A section, which you can ask in English, Mandarin, or even Cantonese, will follow the formal presentation. As a reminder, the conference is being recorded, and announcement and PowerPoint, you can download from our website, www.irc-group.com.hk. Yuri Makarov, Mr. Makarov. It's now my pleasure to turn the call over to our CEO, Mr. Makarov. Mr. Makarov, you may begin.
Many thanks, Ken, and I'm very glad to welcome you, ladies and gentlemen. It was quite a successful 6 months in the history of the company. We have increasing of our revenues by 90%. Our cash cost a bit lower than it was last year at the same period. EBITDA more than doubled, and our first ever 6 months where we show profit shows that this period our team on site and in Hong Kong was operating quite effectively and successfully. My colleague Johnny will later give you information about more details on our financial figures. But what we definitely should admit is that our sales and shipments are increased. Our capacity reached 89%, and we have operating on 90% in July and the beginning of August. Unfortunately, we were affected by the heavy rains in August, which includes a period of the emergency situation in the officially declared emergency situation, because of the heavy rains in the area where we are operating in the Jewish Autonomy. But currently, we expect that by the end of the month, when last typhoon from the Pacific Ocean will pass over, we will be able to establish normal operations. The last but not the least fact which should be disclosed is that we can see that the influence of the worldwide epidemic of COVID is not yet affect us significantly, which allows us to operate on the full scale without any interruptions. Although we are paying quite a lot of attention to making analysis of people, and I'm personally doing it every week. My colleagues doing the same. I would like Johnny to continue and later on give me a couple of minutes to attract attention to our possible key facts which should be addressed to our shareholders. So please, Johnny, go on with our financial figures.
Thank you, Yuri. If I might ask you to turn to page 7 of our presentation slides, which shows the key operating data of the group for the first half of the year. As you can see, we are showing a very healthy growth in production and sales. Production increases by 14%, while sales increase by 11%. We have produced and sold basically 1.4 million tons of iron ore. So whatever we produce, we have sold it. And we operate at a operating capacity of 89% during the first half of the year. Achieved selling price, we have a 7% increase in the achieved selling price on a dry metric ton basis. Now, I think that is mainly attributable to a reduced hedging losses. We had made more hedging losses last year, while this year we haven't entered into new hedges, and so we have a smaller hedging losses. That contributed to a higher achieved selling price. And then our cash cost, we have controlled our cost, and it has gone down by 4.7% to $48.8 per ton. That is attributable to a depreciation of rubles as well as our continuous cost control measures. So in a nutshell, with increased production, a higher achieved selling price, and lower cash cost, we are showing a very healthy growth in the group EBITDA. If you look at the bottom part of the slide, the group EBITDA has increased by more than 100%. Now it's 33.2 million. So this is a very healthy growth in our EBITDA, and that translates to our underlying losses, which exclude non-operating or non-recurring items and FX. We are seeing a 5.7 million profit for the first half versus an 8.2 million loss last year. So we are making a significant turnaround in the first half of this year. If you look at page slide 8 of our presentation, which shows a more detailed P&L, I'll quickly walk through the line items. First line is obviously our revenue. With a higher sales volume, our revenue has increased by about 10%. And again, I mean, we have reduced our hedging losses, so we recorded 3.7 million hedging losses versus last year's of 10.7. Operating costs, despite a 9.9% increase in revenue, costs only increased by 8.2%. So proportionately, we are showing a small increase in costs. And then if you go keep on going down the lines, we are showing an EBITDA of 32.9 million. And then depreciation is basically in line with last year. Finance cost in line with last year. And then our underlying loss, underlying gain is 5.7 million versus last year's 8.2. Then we move down to two more significant items. The first one is the exchange gain. Now we'll put it under non-operating or non-recurring item because this is basically what the market exchange rate is, and that affects our P&L. As you can all recall, in March this year, there's a quite significant depreciation in rubles. And the rubles remained weak throughout from March to the end of the period. And so with that, with the weak ruble, we are seeing a FX gain of 5.2 million. Unfortunately, we have another non-operating item and non-operating provision of 5 million. Because of the need to provide for an expenses, which is related to deferred contract payments, we have to make an accrual of 5 million. We are having a legal proceedings against the counterparties, and we believe that we don't need to pay this 5 million. But to compare to our current requirements and for prudence, we are making this provision. So our bottom line at the end of the day is 5.9 million for the first half of the year. As I said, if we don't have to take into account the 5 million provision, which is non-cash and simply an accrual, our profit would have been close to 11 million for the first half of the year. And then if we turn it to slide 9, which shows our balance sheet, I think we have a very healthy balance sheet, and we are gradually reducing our loan balance due to Gazprom Bank. So the current bank borrowings is around 212 million. Slide 10 is the cash flow statement. The top line shows that we are having an increase in the cash generated from operations. we are recording a 20 million cash inflow versus last year's 13 million. And I think the most significant thing I would like to highlight is the fact that our closing cash as of the period end was around 5 million. Now, that sounds a bit low because same as any other operations, we are, you know, our operations are subject to, you know, timing of cash flows and movement in working capitals. It happened to be that at the end of the reporting period, we were a bit low in cash because there are some receivables which were due to be received after the period end. So I'm happy to report that as of mid of August, the cash balance has gone back to 17 million now, basically. So if you look at it as a snapshot, as a period end, cash balance was low, but I can assure you that this is just a normal working capital movements. Slide 11 summarizes the differences between Gazprom Bank and ICBC facility. I think we are seeing the positive impact of refinancing, i.e., because this Gazprom Bank facility suits the ramping up progress of KNS, we are showing a positive financial set of financial statements as reported previously. And so that concludes my part in terms of the financials of in the first half of the year. I'm happy to take questions in the Q&A sections. But for the time being, I would like to hand the call back to Yura, and he will talk about the competitive advantages that IOC have in slides 12 and 13. So Yura, can I hand the call back to you?
Let me check out the line for you one moment.
Yes, please.
Sorry, I forget to turn on my microphone. Sorry. Johnny, thank you so much for your update on financial figures. I just want to summarize some maybe very important facts to understand the situation. First of all, the price for the iron ore probably now on the highest levels comparing to what it has been last year or year before last. So it's a very favorable situation for all iron companies, but for those who are not far from China and from Southeast Asia, it's the most attractive. What is also very good for us in current situation is that we are on a very high production and shipment rates. We were operating in July on 90% of our capacity, and we are absolutely capable to keep it, but we were affected by the severe rain showers. Russian ruble is also very favorable for us, being a bit depreciated. It helps us to control costs. Another very important financial part of our cost is the interest rate for the bank which we are paying, returning our loan. So lowering LIBOR helps us to decrease our financial costs as well. And the most important most interesting is the fact that local authorities confirms that by the end of the next year they will be able to operate to start operations over the newly built Amur Bridge, which is completely ready on the Chinese side, a bit behind schedule on the Russian, but still sooner or later it will be completed, and this will help us to decrease our transportation costs a bit more. I think that's all what is important for understanding of the environment where we are operating now. And I think, Kent, that we can now switch to the Q&A session.
Yeah, please. Frankie, please go to Q&A.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, should you have any question, please press star 1 on your telephone. Ladies and gentlemen, that is star 1 to register for a question. Thank you. Our first question comes from Franklin Templeton. Mr. Lim, please go ahead, sir.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for a chance to ask a question. Can you please elaborate on the pricing of the ore? Because you're still continuing selling with a deep discount to 65% fine, and even you're selling with a discount to 62% fine. So can you explain the reason? Because I remember in the past you were saying that you were selling actually 65% fine product, but you need to provide discount as you're a newcomer, but you continue selling with a big discount for, like, I don't know, 3 years in a row. So what is the reason for this? And given the fact that the benchmark is now $137 per ton, so at what price are you selling at the moment? Thank you.
Johnny, are we allowed to disclose our price labels?
Yura, I don't think we need to disclose the detailed pricing formula, but I guess the question is about the difference between our cheap selling price and the benchmark price. So I think it's just a matter of a general understanding of why we are offering the discount to the customers.
Very interesting question, talking about the discount itself, not about the pricing label. We have a long relationships with this client, and we would be happy to get more money from them, but it's quite hard on the very tight market of China. Considering that we are competing with the iron ore which is delivered to China from Australia and Brazil by the sea freight. We probably need to understand that one of the reasons why I paid that much attention to the new railroad bridge in the across the Amur River, which is going to be finalized next year, according to the local authorities, that after this bridge will be in operations, our transportation costs will be lower, and this will be reflected in the increasing of our revenues. We don't know exactly how much will it be cheaper because the tariff is not defined yet, but we have we believe that it will help us to save transportation money as well. I think that's it.
Can I also add that while at this moment we are looking at an annual price of somewhere around $130 per ton, for the 65% iron ore, but in actual fact, during the first half of the year, iron ore price on average, 65%, was only around $105. So, I mean, when you look at my presentation, which shows the achieved same price, this is in the first half of the year, which is actually having a much lower benchmark price. Obviously, July and August have been a very good month. I mean, now, the iron ore price is the benchmark price is around 131. So I just want to clarify that, you know, the first half of the year, the benchmark price wasn't as high as you see today.
Yeah, but that's actually exactly the point, because it seems that you are selling at 25% discount to market price, and I have never seen such a different on any market. So it seems to be like a related party transaction where the US basically stripping money from the company. So that's why my key question. And I don't understand. Are you saying that the current price level is 137 and you're still selling at $80 per ton? So even like 50% discount to the market price?
It's probably should be noted that we are discussing, you're discussing today price and comparing it to the 6 months price which we get on the rising market. So it's quite unfair to compare those which we have averaged within last 6 months to the current levels. It will not give you a proper picture. By the end of the year, it will be more clear that we definitely doesn't have such a big discount for our in our price formula.
And I can also add that basically the discount that we're seeing in the first half is somewhere around $19 because the average price was 105 and our cheap selling price before hedging is 85, so it's basically about $19-$20. So that is consistent with our previous discounts in the previous reporting periods. And also, I can also reassure you that the customers that we are selling to are not related to us in any way. They are third party. And so there's no concern of selling to a related party or try to, getting anything out of it.
Okay, but in any case, should we look in the is the discount is in the absolute term or in a percentage term?
There's some detailed pricing formula which I'm afraid we are not in a position to disclose because that is obviously a bit commercial. So if you allow me, I mean we'll try to avoid this question, but I can assure you that the discount we are offering is basically consistent with what we have been offered previously. And if we see an increase in the price, let's say in July and August, we will see an increase in our chip selling price, but that will be shown in the second half of the year.
All right, and maybe like a follow-up. Sorry.
No worries. I can add that when price will start to fall down, we will be definitely in the absolutely opposite situation when our price will be inherited from the higher levels and it will be higher than the price at the moment.
Okay.
If you will, you will at our historical information, you definitely will find this confirmation for that fact.
Mm-hmm. And just to follow up, as soon as the Amuru Bridge is not constructed yet, but do you have any chance to sell to other clients?
Of course.
So why are you not utilizing this opportunity?
We are utilizing this opportunity.
No, but I'm saying the discount still prevails, right? And if you're looking on your sales, so why cannot you find buyers which can buy it closer to the market price?
You're probably a new shareholder or new analyst, and you don't know that we have shipped our product to a Russian company called Yevraz till the May of this year. Probably answering your question on why we are not selling to somebody else. We have been selling to somebody else.
So, but Yevraz is located in Russia, right? So why cannot sell to China?
We are selling to China to a company called Jianlong. We are selling to another company in China as well. I can't remember the name of these companies, but we are shipping to the companies to whom we are delivering by the sea. They are from the southeast of China, not from the northeast.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Should you have any question, please press star one on your telephone. Ladies and gentlemen, that is star one to register for a question. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that is star one to register for a question. Thank you. There seems to be no further questions at this point in time. Would you like to wrap up the call, sir?
Yeah, thank you, Francie. And it's now my pleasure to turn the call. 如果大家沒有任何問題，我會以就宣佈會議結束，很感謝大家出席每位的嘉賓，希望他們有愉快的一天。如果有任何問題，歡迎聯絡我們，或者到我們的官方網站 www.ilcgroup.com.hk。So if there is no more questions, we are now ending the meeting here. And thank you everyone for joining the call today. We appreciate your time. If anyone has any questions, please feel free to contact us at any time. Contact details can refer to our corporate website, www.ilcgroup.com.hk. With that, thank you and have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thank you for your participation. This concludes your conference. Thank you very much.
Bye.